from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea said Wednesday it conducted a successful hydrogen bomb test in a move that has brought strong criticism from world powers. The announcement on state television called the test a matter of self-defense to protect the country's sovereignty and made several critical references of the United States. It comes less than a month after the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed his country had developed a hydrogen bomb. However, the United States and others quickly discounted the claim. Meanwhile, South Korea's foreign ministry held an emergency meeting Wednesday in Seoul after the North Korean announcement. The South Korean Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lim Sung-nam, presided over the meeting and strongly condemned North Korea. He says, as we all know, North Korea's provocation is a complete violation of Security Council resolutions and a serious challenge to world peace and security. The first vice minister went on to say that the South Korean foreign ministry would find a diplomatic avenue with neighboring countries, including the United States, Japan, China, and Russia, following the superior officer's directions, and will consider any countermeasures at the Security Council as well. Meanwhile, many Asian stock markets declined Wednesday after the North Korean nuclear test unnerved investors, while the stock market in China itself steadied after news that Beijing would keep market-steadying measures in place. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index fell 1.3% to 18,144.99. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.8% to 21,005.51. It had slumped to 6.9% on Monday and 0.3% on Tuesday. VOA News. Afghan authorities said that security forces made advances Wednesday in a volatile southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces backed by U.S. military personnel launched a counteroffensive to try to regain territory. Meanwhile, the Taliban spokesman refuted an official's claim of the counterinsurgency operation that opened the main traffic in the area that was heavily mined by the Taliban. On Tuesday, the United States confirmed that one of its service members was killed and two others wounded during that fighting. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said it points to the security challenges that remain in Afghanistan.
The situation in Helmand throughout Afghanistan remains challenging, but we are confident that the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces are continuing to develop the capabilities and capacity to secure the country against a persistent insurgent threat. And the U.S. and Afghan governments agree that the best way to ensure lasting peace and security in Afghanistan is through an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace process.
Again, that is U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook. Kuwait Tuesday joined Saudi allies Bahrain and Sudan in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shiite cleric that has divided the Muslim world along Sunni-Shiite lines. In Washington, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, says it makes the job of battling the IS group harder.
Very concerned whenever you see this kind of potential for real polarization, because it enables extremists on both sides to take advantage of the situation, which is extremely dangerous and plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. That's something, of course, that we're concerned about, because our objective here is to support moderates on both sides of this kind of sectarian divide. So that's one, and that's why we're working very hard to try to de-escalate things.
And now we turn our attention to Germany, where the country says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 428,468 migrants were part of the flood of people exiting Syria. Syrians fleeing a violent war at home were by far the largest single group of nationals among the migrants coming into Germany. The next two largest nations of origin of also places suffering violence were Afghanistan with 154,046 migrants and Iraq with 121,662. The governor of Yemen's port city of Aden survived an apparent assassination attempt on Tuesday. A car bomb blew up as a convoy carrying the governor passed by. He appears to have escaped a harm, but several bodyguards were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.